Now, how did Tiger Woods do? Because I know in the first, I don't know how many matches he was in, but, you know, he did pretty well the first time. But
not great.
Yeah, match play is just not, has never been his strong suit. Mm-mm. Of course, you know.
No, sir.
All right, there you go.
You know, I was thinking of you this weekend. Well, actually, both of y'all.
Okay. We're listening.
Okay, I was peddling some books. And
peddling some books?
Yes. Well, vending some books.
Where
I was
you?
Down at the half price.
Oh.
Anyway, I saw this book. I almost bought it for you, Scott,
did
but
you?
I decided not to.
Uh-huh.
The pages were hard, which I thought was a bit infantile, so I ended up putting
you.
It back. But
okay.
It was called Beer, It's Not Just for Drinking, and it was a whole book of recipes using beer, and I really did. I almost bought it, and then I thought, well, I don't even know if he would use it.
Well, there's no telling. Probably, you know, well, we can see. Hello?
You know, earlier y'all were discussing the chili recipes. You mentioned a possible segment cooking with cats, and I was really interested in that since I know they taste like chicken, so I was...
Yeah, cat, the other white meat. That's what it is.
Anyway. So now...
Although my dad ate cat one time in China.
Did he?
Well, he and my grandfather were both... My grandfather didn't speak Chinese, but he could write in classical Chinese.
All right.
And so everywhere they went, my grandfather would write. He was very... my grandfather was an amazing scholar. But anyway, so my grandfather was also a cardiologist, and they went to this restaurant, and my dad was eating this rabbit, and they were both eating the rabbit, and my dad got another plate, and my grandfather was like, you know... When I was in med school, we dissected cats.
Okay, it's 7:15.
Well, step away from the Cheerios.
You know, one of the things that I thought I didn't realize until I put the two together, this is National Squirrel Awareness Month, right? We talked about that earlier. And it's Jimmy Carter's birthday.
Are you suggesting that Jimmy Carter's a squirrel?
Well, no. Do you remember? Now, you're too young. But I believe Jimmy Carter, when he was president of U.S. America, was in a boat fishing. You remember? And a mad squirrel swam toward the boat and he was scared?
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah, you people are too young. Okay. we're gonna Google live on the radio. It's going to be...
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter and the squirrel would be the probably the way to do that. And see if we can come up with something. There you go. 39th president. Articles about Jimmy Carter. No, thanks. Okay. Well, if you happen to find that, then that'll be good. Otherwise, we'll move on to the wall of foam. It's the wall of foam that sparked widespread panic among locals as it rushed along a river in southern China. The wall of soapy suds blanketed the water, leading to the evacuations along the banks of the river. But officials have now said that the only threat posed by the foam tsunami, if you will, thought it was from chemicals that were used that had washed into the river. But in fact, all they could find is one or two dead fish lurking in the bubbles. The bizarre scene thought to have been caused by a heavy rainfall which washed non-toxic chemical deodorant from a household landfill into the river, again creating a 50-foot-tall tsunami of foam. Did you find it?
Not yet.
I was asleep when I remember that, but I want to say Jimmy Carter and...
You could just make up a story,
no,
Scott.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think I did. And, you know, and the angry squirrel, maybe. I'm not sure.
He used to go squirrel hunting all the time, according to this.
Yeah, well, no, I just... All right. Maybe I'm wrong. Wait, I'm getting callers. I'm going to get help. Hello?
It was a rabbit.
Oh!
In a boat, and a rabbit swam out. The boat and jumped in the boat and attacked him.
Thank you. That's what it was.
Was it a rabbit, right? Was it death with sharp pointy teeth?
Hello?
Hey, Scott, it was a crazed rabbit.
Yeah, that's it. I got it. Thank you. I know. Thank you.
Jimmy Carter and rabbit attack. One of the first things that shows up on Google.
Okay. Look. They're both rodents. I mean, you know, so thank you.
It makes the Monty Python thing a whole lot more funny.
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
Callers, thank you. I appreciate you helping me out on that. I knew it was some kind of a something or another. Okay, now I know that you've all been waiting for the movie based on the 1960s TV show Mr. Ed.
with bated breath.
A company has picked up the rights to the original series, which, if you don't remember, is the architect named Wilbur and his talking horse named Mr. Ed.
Now, what I want to know is, did Mr. Ed come first, or did Francis the Talking Mule come first?
No, Francis was first.
I was pretty sure.
But again, mules aren't as... This was a beautiful, as I recall, like a probably a Palomino. It was a very nice-looking horse, and again, seemed to say nicer things than...
I can hear Winnie.
We can just barely hear Mr. Ed there, but there he is. Yeah. Oh, we're going to sing the song now. A horse
is a horse. Kevin is so good at finding stuff fast. Talk to a horse,
of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous
Scott DeLucia.
No, no. Yeah, okay.
Starring Alan Young.
Yeah, that's right, who was alive just up until recently, I think in his 90s when he passed away. So there you go. And I guess because of the technology that we see in things like Planet of the Apes, will really, you know, Mr. Ed will... I don't know. They probably had to put a bit in the back of his mouth to make him, you know,
move his mouth around.
Oh, they gave him sugar and stuff.
Yeah,
they'll just CGI all of it.
Yeah, that's true. So anyway, and again, how do you take that? I don't know. I guess I probably saw an episode of Mr. Ed sometime in my life, but how are you going to turn that into a 90-minute movie?
No telling, but you know, not far behind it then is going to be My Mother the Car.
Well, yeah.
That was a TV show, too.
Somehow, some way, they're going to stretch that thing out to be way bigger than
part
it needs
two,
to be.
Part
yeah,
three.
Of course, as for sure. An El Paso waitress returned an envelope full of cash to a man who accidentally left it behind after dining in her restaurant. Hmm. Waitress had noticed the wad of cash in the envelope, apparently at the counter. She ran after the customer, but he had already disappeared from the street, so she stored the $138 in a drawer in the back of the restaurant. Casey returned to claim it. The man went back to the restaurant next day in hopes that someone had saved his cash, which he said he had planned to use to...
Yeah, he's probably on the Dave Ramsey system.
That's it. No, actually, he was paying off library fines.
For $138?
Yeah.
How many books did he check out?
I don't know. Apparently
for how many
from
years?
From the University of New Mexico Library from when he was a student there. So
at least he's getting everything cleared up and settled.
Trying to get his degree. So, you know, he found
that's
out he couldn't.
He must have had to park on campus or something.
That's right. He didn't. He couldn't walk until they took care of that. All right. So parents of young children. Keep their phones in their pockets sometimes, but sometimes, you know what? They're looking at them when they should be parenting. The Wall Street Journal, yes.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story.
They were talking about this. Today looks at the possible problem of texting while parenting. The paper's evidence is mostly anecdotal, but they do talk about the strange coincidence of the stats. The number of injuries to kids younger than five rose 12% between the years of 2007 and 2010, which is odd because the figure had been falling for years before that. Meanwhile, the number of smartphones, of course, during that same time, exploded from 9 million to 114 million. So is there a correlation or maybe a causation?
Yes.
Think about that. Are too many parents...
Kids are being born dumber.
Well, but...
I'm just kidding.
Atta girl, Cat. Put it on the kid.
The playground equipment is too smart for them. Hello?
Hey, I work for the library system, and $138 ain't nothing. We have a few people over 1,000.
Now, wait a minute. Whoa. Now...
How does that happen?
I mean... go ahead.
We have an unlimited... They can check out an almost unlimited number of books, and if they don't bring them back, $20-$25 a book adds up quick.
Don't you have like a multiple offenders list so that when they swipe the card, they can't get another book?
Or a debt collector?
We do. We do send them to a collection agency, and we do block their card after $25.
Wow! But they rack it up. So now it's $25 over a period. I mean, per like month or something like that, or how does
now,
that work?
Once they accrue $25 in fines, their card is blocked.
Okay, but I mean, for them to end up with hundreds and hundreds of dollars, does that mean that's lots of books or lots of months?
They can check out 100 books if they want at one time.
Wow. What's your favorite local library? Because I'm looking to get a library card, but I haven't had time to look
around.
He's
at the university. I don't know that you qualify.
No, I'm with the public library.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. Go ahead. Is this Larry?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm Larry J. Ringer?
No. So, I mean, so $25 and then you block the card, but what's the oldest, most overdue book that you can recall just kind of off the top of your head?
Gosh, I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
We have a few people back from the 90s.
Do you have warrant amnesty like the city does?
You might do that. You might look into that. Book amnesty, huh?
I don't think they've done that, but we did have, when we first went to the collection agency, we did have kind of a mini amnesty period, but several years ago.
So this is we're talking the local public library system. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of dollars that's out there because of books.
That's crazy.
Now, it's possible.
Wow. All right. Thanks. I appreciate that. Wow. Very interesting.
So what are you in for? Library books.
Yeah. Well, see, now, Kat, what you do is you go get a central library card, and it's good for any of the libraries because the Bryan and College Station libraries are combined.
Okay. Yeah, I've passed different ones in different areas. Okay.
Nothing of the two cities is except for that.
Yeah. Larry's the head library guy. That's why I asked about him, not Larry Ringer. But anyway, but you get one card, and it's good for online stuff as well. That's a... It's a great thing to have, that's for sure. So, see, you don't even have to be here. You can be way down there in Navasota, and you can still take advantage of that.
Wow.
Way down there.
Don't
almost in another time zone.
Massive commute.
Yeah, okay.